Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. And joining us today is Joe Rolfe of Star Home Place. Welcome, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here today as part of our Be the One drive. We appreciate you being here. And you've got a big weekend coming up. It's a time of year where Star Home Place gets to hopping.
Right. We stay busy this time of year, and this weekend we have a community day starting at 8 or 8:30 in the morning and run until 3:30 or 4 in the afternoon. And we hope that lots of folks can come out and join the day. The weather looks like it's going to be beautiful.
It will, and we're to that part in Louisiana where it's not crazy hot yet, so it's just a nice day to come out and enjoy. Let's talk about, first of all, Star Home Place. For the folks that may have heard the name and not know what that is, what is Star Home Place?
It's a collection of 19 buildings on 10 acres of grounds north of Oak Ridge, Louisiana, that I established as a memorial to my wife, Star Reeves. We have a monthly community day on the second Saturday of the summer months, except August, and we invite creative people to come and do whatever it is that they do. And even if you haven't made contact with Star Home Place yet, you can simply show up and share your creative skill.
Okay, so let's talk about some of what will be happening this time. First of all, you've got the Louisiana Backyard Gardeners coming. Tell me about what they're going to be doing.
Right. That's an online community of about 3,000 people, and they are having a seed and plant swap tomorrow. People will be bringing plants that they've got too many of and hoping to trade them for plants that they don't have enough of or maybe things they lost. And then there'll be seeds to swap. Seeds to swap, plants to swap, maybe some plants to buy, and it's a lot of fun for a garden. And there'll be other gardening-related things, sculptures and bird baths and birdhouses and that sort of thing.
I watched a neat show a few weeks ago. I think it may have been on public television, and it was about a man that had a lot of these old heirloom seeds from the 1800s and 1900s, and all the lines had pretty much died out except this one guy that had the seeds. And he was swapping them and carrying on the tradition of some of these heirloom vegetables that we don't see anymore.
Right, and that's a very important thing because if we get to where there's only one kind of vegetable being grown and then a disease comes along and attacks that one, keeping those heritage seeds for breeding stock is very important.
Now, I came out to a wedding at your place one night, and after the wedding, while everybody was over there dancing, I was kind of checking out your blacksmith area. You're going to have a blacksmith in your shop on Saturday?
I'm expecting three blacksmiths to be working. Don't exactly know which ones are going to make it and which ones won't. But we will have one guy that makes all sorts of things, another guy that makes primarily knives, and then we may or may not have a farrier. But I know we're going to have some young guys from Mississippi that are learning how to make knives.
And this is the kind of thing that the public can come out and sit there and watch and learn and maybe even get their hands a little dirty working on some projects.
Right. If you're not careful, we'll put you in a fire and start trying to get you interested in doing blacksmithing.
All right. So blacksmiths, the plant folks will be there. This one seems a little strange to me. The falconer.
Right. Mr. Barry and his red-tailed hawk were there last month. And we think that they're going to make it this month. We're not 100% sure, but it's beautiful to see the bird up close. They won't be working the birds because that has to be done primarily in the fall during hunting season. If you let them go this time of year, they go off looking for a mate and you never see them again. But he's very knowledgeable on the subject, and it certainly is an interesting skill.
Well, those all sound like pretty neat things to do to start your morning. You know, about that time of day, after I probably went through those things, I'd probably be hungry. So
right.
Can you help me there?
Well, there's no place to eat in Oak Ridge, so we serve a lunch for a contribution of $8, and tomorrow it will be red beans and rice and salad and rolls and possibly a cake. And we make lots of iced tea and lemonade and coffee. We try to have the coffee ready by 8, and we encourage people to come in and join us for lunch. But if you want to bring a picnic lunch or a burger or some chicken or something, you don't have to have lunch from our kitchen. You can bring your own.
Star Home Place is having a community day. This is tomorrow, Saturday, June the 10th. Joe Rolfe is joining us. And Joe, if somebody out there wanted to find out more about Star Home Place, there's a website, right?
Right. There's a website with over 100 pages at starhomeplace.org. And star is spelled with two R's, now, S-T-A-R-R.
Now, you say this every time, and people get confused. You're in Oak Ridge, not Oak Grove.
Right. Oak Ridge is only about 30 miles from Monroe. Oak Grove is something like 60, so it's not very far out of town, and it's a pretty easy drive.
So you could, from Monroe, just head down the interstate maybe to Ravel and take a left there and just head straight up.
Go to Ravel and go north. That's the easy way. There are shorter ways out through Star and so on. But if you look at our website, there's a page of directions.
All right. There are always people doing creative stuff. Usually you have some woodworkers out working. Talk to me about that. Will you have any of those tomorrow?
Our boat builder, Mr. Tim Anderson, said he was going to float a boat on our pond, but now he said he's going to float a model, and he's trying to get somebody else to bring a boat. So we don't know exactly what Tim is going to be doing, but whatever it is, it'll be interesting.
All right. What other types of crafts might we see tomorrow?
Well, we've got, I don't know whether they qualify as craft, but we've got a couple of people that sell reenactment gear for fur trade or Civil War reenactors, that sort of thing, and they will be there with their goods. And then we have a gentleman that does batik and oil paintings. He'll be there. And another one that gives away birdhouses. He raffles off birdhouses, and he will be there.
And you can just show up and do whatever creative thing you can do, right?
Right. If you want to paint or quote poetry or play a musical instrument or discuss a new business idea, we're glad to have you. That's all part of the creative economy we're trying to build.
All right. Star Home Place, a community day tomorrow. You can find out more on the internet at star, that's with two R's, starhomeplace.com. This is 90.3 KEDM. You can also find out more at our website, kedm.org. This is 90.3 KEDM. It's our Be the One drive, and Joe Rolfe still with me. And Joe, you listen to KEDM.
I listen to KEDM, and we find that the people that are most interested in Star Home Place and in coming out there also listen to KEDM. They're our best target market, and we're just one of the many nonprofits and local events that KEDM supports. So it's time for us to lend our support to KEDM.
And you can do that today by calling this phone number,
342-5575.
Or giving online at kedm.org.